After Krishna left for Mathura, he came right back and had more pastimes with the people in Raj, and then he went back to Mathura, and then it describes how then he did the Kaliya pastime again, and then again. So I don't understand. It's a new concept. I never heard that before. How
all
he went.
Fact, explanations and stories are of Golok, not of here. Not of here. Mm-hmm. Understand?
Yes.
So, in Golok, all these leelas comes in the repetitions. But everyone knows that this is going first time. We sadhak in this world think that if anyone sees anyone, next time he doesn't want to see. But there everything becomes new and new, especially the leelas of Krishna. When the leela comes in repetition, everyone sees that it is quite new. Krishna is going to Mathura first time. And the Mathuravasi sees that Krishna is coming first time. This is the first time. Navayamana. There is a Sanskrit word everywhere. So everyone knows that it has never been before. Now first time they did, first time seen going.
Is it different each time or is it the same?
It may be different or not different. They are seeing that this same, this is first time. If it is coming in terms so many times, then we will think that this is the same or some difference. But if all are seeing that this is the new one, never it takes place, then no question of whether it has come some difference or the same.
But I thought that all the pastimes were eternal. So now it seems like they happen again and again rather than happening eternally. Each pastime not having an end. I thought each pastime didn't have any end.
No.
Oh.
No beginning, no end.
Right.
Going on.
So if there's no beginning and no end, where is the question of repetition?
No repetition.
No time.
No repetition. All new, brand new. This is the effect of Yogmaya. She's so clever, so intelligent, so powerful, and so sweet, that it also covers the intelligence of Krishna and Radhika and makes them tasteful, that all are new.
When Gopakumar...
Srimati Radhika has seen Krishna so many times. Just last night, she was whole night spent with Krishna. But when she went to her home in morning and Yashoda called her, when she went, she thinking that this is the first day that I am coming to Yashoda Bhavan. And he has never seen Krishna. She has heard the name of Krishna, but never seen Krishna. And Krishna has also not seen Radha, but he has heard that Radhika is so qualified, so beautiful, so sweet, so generous. So he always eager to see Radhika, and Radhika is always eager to see Krishna. And when she sees Krishna, this cup does not like deers. Up, up, down, down. That's it. Anyone seeing them or not, they have no time to watch whether anyone seeing me, that I am looking. She is testing and drinking and drinking and will drink. She has seen only first time Krishna and Krishna also.
Say if you have the pastime of Kaliya and it's eternal, where is the question of repetition?
No. No repetition.
Yet it says in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that it happened again and again.
It is heard or known to only sadhak jeev. We are sadhak. Even we are not sadhak. Even we are not sadhak. But we are.
Trying to be sadhak.
You are sadhak, but I know that I am not even a sadhak. But you are sadhak. You are doing so much labor and so much difficulty coming here in this hot days. I am very easy here, not moving anywhere. So you are sadhak. You want it to test all these things.
From you?
If you will test, this question will not arise. Because you will see it in quite big. And if it is net new, but all things of Krishna will seem quite new. And always you will want to see and see. No questions there. All questions will be but forget.
Gopa Kumar was addressed as a newcomer.
Have you understand my answer?
To a certain extent.
So beautiful everything and quite new. That this pastime has come again, you will never, any parikar does not quite. Even Radhika sees Krishna, testing a whole night, but yet she is seeing. I have not seen this. Who is he? So beautiful.
Gopa Kumar was addressed as a newcomer, and he seemed, according to the story, that he entered when he was already...
And all other may know that he is newcomer, but Krishna treats him as he is one of their old companions.
It seems though that he didn't start by taking birth in the womb, but he just entered all of a sudden as a coward boy. So how is that? Is that how everybody is? You just start in the middle of a pastime
because
when you go to Goloka?
You should remember that when he was not doing anything, he had taken his birth in Braja in the one womb of a gopi.
Oh, in the beginning?
In the beginning, you know, he was Govardhan Vasi, and he was the son of a gopi. So what need? Go again.
So that gopi was an associate of Krishna from the beginning? If that's the case, then how come he got sidetracked to Swargaloka, Indraloka, Brahmaloka, Shivaloka?
Nathan Goswami has shown it. But he was so fortunate that he came in the womb of a gopi. They are more and more and more lucky to have birth in Braja, these girls. So, we have to see that I have come to Braja. But they know they have come in Braja. They are Brajavasi. Their abhiman is so.
I don't understand that if he was so pure in the beginning, how he got distracted.
What?
His mind kept wanting to go to back to Braj, but then he got distracted.
To?
To different incarnations, to different planets. He became Indra, he became Brahma, he became a king. So how is it that if he took birth in the womb of a gopi and he was so pure, how is it that he got
distracted? Not so pure, but lucky.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? He was certainly lucky. And yet, coming second birth, Govardhan, and the in the Om Bathe Gopi, he has seen his Gurudev. Who was that Guru?
Krishna.
How lucky!
Hmm.
But by that, ajao hisar mein baitho. उधर में जगह नहीं है तो उधर पीछे की तरफ अपने घर में है, चले जाओ, नहीं तो कोई आएगा दरवाजा से हटाएगा। So Krishna has, how Krishna came as his guru? Who ordered Krishna?
Radharani.
Radharani ordered Krishna go at once to Gokuma. How fortunate is he? अब उसके लिए क्या बाकी रहा? जब कृष्ण स्वयं आए, राधा जी ने उसको भेज दिया, उसके लिए क्या बाकी रहा? But I'm telling you, you are understanding? क्या कहा मतलब? What remains if Radhika orders to Krishna, to his dearest, and he comes in the shape of a guru for Gokuma? What remains? Everything is completed. But yet, Krishna wants to show how a man can reach to Krishna. So, if Krishna wanted and Radha wanted that he should at once come to me in Golok Vrindavan, he would have gone there, certainly. But Krishna wanted that he should go
step by step.
And that is why he went to Indra, Brahma, Shankaru, Vaikuntha, Ajodhya, Dwarka, and there are two things, two ways. Shabda. Shabda means at once. And another is step by step, Kram Mukti. So he, Sanatana Goswami, wanted to show us that we cannot go direct and at once. We'll have to do something, sadhan. By sadhan, he'll have to take so many births. So he took births. And gradually, sometimes having his Guru darshan, understanding, taking the darshan,
darshan means darshan.
Seeing.
Go on gradually and testing each thing, how bitter or how sweet are these. We think that swarga is so beautiful, so sweet, no death and birth there, always happiness, always with aspara and devata are there. So beautiful garden, Nandan Kanan is there. And to drink,
Amrit.
Amrit is there. No death, no birth, no change, all this beautiful Sukumari, Kishori and Kishore. No? No difficulty, no old age, no rogue, nothing.
Sure.
He went there.
But still empty.
But sad that everything was upset in Swarga. He saw that Bali Maharaj invited him and he has to left Nandan Kanan, his wife, everything, and for thousands and lakhs of years he went in hide to himself in Mansarovar, in Kamal, in lotus. And Brahmahatya was searching her. Vritrasur birth. And he was going here and there. He left his wife, his children, his kingdom, his everything. How thankful for you. Do you want water? You are drinking water.
More than water.
Then he went to Brahma. No? All respect Brahma. He tested Brahma Pad. Oh, I will not be for a moment Brahma. He tested. And conclusion was this. This is most worst thing. Always going something difficult is here, where, yes. Sometimes Hrindakashipu, Hrindakshara invited him. Sometimes he came to Brajar and he had some difficulty created for Krishna. And Krishna became unpleasant to him. Then he was so much sorrowful and always engaged in worldly creation. He saw that I have no time to do bhajan, like myself. I cannot do bhajan because so many comes. And I cannot do bhajan.
At least when I'm asking you about worldly creation, I'm going to ask you about worldly creation.
This is also creation I'm doing.
Not worldly.
गोकुमार का अलक्षित रूप में उनका जो शरीर परिवर्तन हुआ था वो शुरू से एकदम या जब जब उसको जिस जिस लोक में जाते उतने वाले
तो देन ही टेस्टेड ब्रह्मा पर आई विल लेट इन ब्रह्मा फॉर ए मोमेंट देन ही क्रॉस दिस एट डिविजन्स ऑफ मटेरियल सराउंडिंग्स. Understand? Then he came to again to this one. Now this worldly physical body cannot go across Birija. Understand this? No worldly thing. No worldly body.
देखा
था वो तुम्हारी लड़की है
नहीं की लड़की
और ये चश्मे वाली then any physical body cannot go across
Virginia. Viruja.
So he will not go. Now, by chanting that mantra, Gopal mantra, and coming into Vrindavan, and by seeing his Gurudev, by doing so, he became so that this worldly body stopped here. He left that body. And real Sarupagat, Gopkuma, replaced him. But anyone cannot could not see. Because both were in seeing same, but not same. One was mortal and another was
immortal.
By the grace of Krishna and Guru. Because his Guru and Krishna were same. And the mantra was also same. Aprakrita. Aprakriti, no?
Is that the same mantra we have, the sixth mantra of the Gayatri, or is it different? Is that the same sixth mantra of the Gayatri that we say? The Gopal mantra, is that...
Gopal mantra.
Is that clean Krishnaya Govindaya, is that the same?
Yes.
Oh.
But anyone cannot have the result, fruit, in one day or 2 days or in some days. He has to do for several and lakhs of years. So he becomes so. We want that in a moment we should be like so. Born all day and night, doing nothing, no drink, no eating, nothing, no katha to anyone. Like this. And if Guru Mercy is there, then he will be like Narada, like Balad Narada, like Krishna. It will take time. Whether it will take time or not, but we will have to like fish. Fish, you know. If it will be separated from water, how they will do? So far Krishna we should do like this, then mantra will shift. Then that spiritual body went there. We see that by the same body he reached, see, he entered in Golok Vrindavan. But now you understand that his physical body, when crossing Birja, it became by the grace of the immortal. And after Birja, no mantra, nothing. Only chanting Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Mukunda, Govinda He Nanda Krishna Krishna, Hasi Jasoda,
Tanaya Prasida,
Sivallabhi Jeevan Radhikesha. That Gayatri also comes in it. Gopal mantra also included in this name, Vallabhi Jeevan
Radhikesha.
So, by this...
Where is this mantra?
You have not read Priyat Bhagavatam.
This Pallava, I don't remember.
Everything is there.
Mm-hmm, okay. Towards the end, I think in the sixth chapter of the second part, the gopis' madness is described, like when they try to stop the chariot. Mm-hmm. When a Akrura came and the gopis tried to stop the chariot, etc. So when the gopis are in the state of madness, what is the service that the Manjaris have for the Radharani and her sakis? What service
some
do they do?
Some Manjaris are training, mm-hmm. Some are waking her, some are looking after, some are weeping, some are...
I described that Uddhava.
They are telling to Radhika, Krishna is not gone. He is here with you. When Radhika is in no sense, they are telling Radhika, why you are with me? Hare Krishna is with you, he is standing behind you. Then Srimati Radhika wakes up. Where Krishna? Then they tell that still he was here. He has hid himself in a kunja. Let us go and see.
Do they see him? Do the Manjaris see him then?
The Manjari are telling her.
But are they seeing Krishna in the kunja?
That's
or they're just saying it?
Anyhow, they are giving consolation, and so that she may not be so weep and so...
Some means to make her...
So they are telling. Anyhow, they have kept Srimati Radhika alive for whole time unless Krishna returns again by saying so.
It's described that Uddhava was happy with transcendental envy towards Radharani and the gopis. What is this transcendental envy?
What part again?
It's stated that Uddhava was happy with transcendental envy. For
transcendental?
Envy.
Vesh.
Vesh.
Towards the gopis because their love was so great. What is this transcendental dvesh? Transcendental envy.
And?
Envy.
Envy.
Dvesh.
Dvesh.
Towards the gopis, Uddhava.
Uddhava is dvesh.
Yes.
Where?
Brihad Bhagavatamrita says he was happy.
Africa.
With happy.
When
with,
he was happy?
Huh? With transcendental envy towards the gopis because they got the real mercy. Narada came to him and said, you are the object of Krishna's mercy. No, the gopis are the object of Krishna's mercy. So it says that he has was happy with transcendental envy. So what is this transcendental envy?
And here means, this is a kind of love. That everything is Mahabhav, Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag. In Man, here, it is Dvesh, envy. But there is no envy. Uddhav has envy with gopis. That gopis has so much love, affection of Krishna. Krishna is affection. Whether I am so much far away from Krishna affection. So envy comes, where comes? When I see that he is more lucky than me, that envy comes. Without seeing that I am not at dust and gopis are like Himalayan mountain. They are so much affection of love. Krishna loves them. There are two there are two wives of a man. That person is loving more to one. What should another do? That is called dvesh. Krishna loves also Uddhava. Krishna also loves gopi. But gopi akhand whole. And now when he returns from
Vrindavan,
he is upset. At first he used to know that I am best and most superior of Krishna Bhakta. Now he says that, oh, I am not a even dust of prema. So now he is angry. It is good. If he, I envy you all. Why? I have no sadhan bhajan as you have. It's so hot weather, having so many difficulties. If ISKCON persons will know that they are going daily to Maharaj, I will tell them that all they go to Maharaj, to come to me.
Then we will have to move here. We will have to move in.
But yet you are coming. So I envy you all. I have no Krishna love as you have.
At the very end of the book, it's stated that Sukadeva Goswami very easily talks about the queens in Dwarka, but he doesn't mention Radha, because then a fire will come from within him, which comes from the fire that they're always burning in. So in Krishna Loka, who is Sukadeva Goswami? He must have some position very close to Radha. What is that position? We hear also...
Parrot of Srimati Radhika. Yeah. Always with Radhika. In the hands of Krishna, Radhika. Always she used to chant that parrot, Krishna, Krishna, and he used to do like some sweet voice of Radhika. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna cannot differentiate that since Radhika, these words are of Radhika or of this parrot. It's a very lovely parrot of this.
We also hear that Madhavendra Puri was a Kalpa Vriksha tree, is a Kalpa Vriksha tree in Krishna Loka. Is that true? Sometimes we hear it in our classes.
Prem Kalpatal.
Ankur.
Prem Kalpataru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prem Kalpataru. And he is what?
Sprouts.
Kintu that should be Prem Kalpataru, not only Kalpataru. If you will tell Kalpataru, then it is of only heaven, Nandan Kanan. But this Prem Kalpataru is of Goloka Vrindavan.
So is he a tree in Goloka Vrindavan? Does he have a rasa as a tree in Goloka Vrindavan?
No.
That's what we hear.
It is for example. To make
poetic
full persons and very very mota buddhi,
thick intelligence,
thick intelligence persons, agyani, ignorant persons, for them it has been told.
So who is he in Krishna Loka? What is, who is Madhavendra Puri?
Madhavendra Puri was a sadhana person. He had done sadhana for Krishna prema.
But I mean, in Krishna Loka, who is he?
Whether he has reached there or not, who knows? He was a sadhana. We know. And he may be have Siddha, maybe Siddha, but after that we have not searched who was Madhavendra. We'll have to search and see whether it is written in Krishna
or Gona Deshadupi.
I will have to see.
Says he was a Kalpa Vriksha tree. That's what it says in there.
There every tree is a Kalpa Vriksha. Every bubble tree, you know?
Yes.
Also Kalpa Vriksha.
Here or there?
There, there.
Here?
Your bubble is will pinch you.
10 minutes more.
Hurry up.
It seems to be stated that in the translation that Sanatana Goswami says that Lord Brahma has a white beard, but that Lord Brahma has a white beard. But Prabhupada wrote to me, our Prabhupada, that he has no beard or mustache. He's just young and beautiful. So what is the real situation?
It has been told that he was so long black man. If any where it has been written, only to indicate that he was a long life person. Mm-hmm. And if he has beard, no harm. If he is unbearded, it is so good. We will not quarrel for
beard or not beard.
We'll have to Krishna prema. If with beard comes, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that everything should be clear. You are in favor.
In favor?
You are always clear.
Also.
In your translation of the Jiva Dharma, you talk about that those who follow Raganuga Bhakti go to Krishna Braj Leela, and those who go through Bhaidi Bhakti go to Vaikuntha. But even to go to Vaikuntha, don't you need greed for reaching the Lord's feet? Because that's also a prem, isn't it?
It will be prem. But a seed of bubble tree, you know?
It's big thorns, you see it rubbing around the side of the road.
It may have fruit, no? But it will not give mango. Mango tree only, yeah, mango seed will give mango fruits. No? So that greed of Braja Bhav will produce that thing, Braja. Otherwise anything up to Dwarka, Mathura will not produce Braja Bhav.
But don't they have to have some kind of greed to at least reach the Lord's service?
It may be. Certain.
So the difference is that it's...
Because after Nishta, there will come Ruchi. Ruchi is called Santhai. The same as
taste.
Greed.
Mm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
So this Ruchi comes as Asakti.
Mm.
Greed will also grow up to Asakti. And then Asakti will grow to Bhav.
Mm.
Same thing. But one is mango, one is bubble.
Mm.
It will lead to Vaikuntha, and one will lead to Braja.
Also in the same place you say that Ragamayi Bhakti is following the Ragamika Bhaktas of Braj. So the stage of Rag comes after Pranaya in Prem. So does that mean that Sneha, Man and Pranaya are not in Braj, but only Rag, Anurag, Bhav and Mahabhav are in Braj, or what is the meaning of that?
Could not understand.
Ragmayi is following the Ragatmika Bhaktas of Braj.
Ragatmika Bhakti. Raganuga follows Ragatmika or Ragmai. Ragmai and Ragatmika both are same. Only words are.
Right.
So Raganuga follows Ragmai or Ragatmika. This is true.
So Ragatmika starts with a stage of rag in Prem, or it's also Sneha, Man and Pranaya are also Ragatmika.
In Ragatmika everything is there. Everything is there. In Raganuga, it starts from Ruchi, in Sadhana, and at last it goes to Bhav, Subdha Sattva. This is in this word, Sarup Siddha. And after that, Vastu Siddhi comes, then it goes in Braja. And there, with gopis, with Ragatmik Bhakti, it gradually comes to Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Rood, Adirood. Not here. Answer is right.
So Ragatmika does not begin from rag, it begins from
Ragatmika
earlier.
Ragatmika never begins. It is Siddha, always. There is no abhav in it. Abhav?
Lack of abhav.
Lackness of anything. Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, everything is there. In Lalita, everything is there. In Vishakha, in Nandaka Baba, everything is there.
But I mean, one realizes his position in relation to Krishna from the point of rag or before?
Rag, in Ragatmik Bhakta, they are all are manifestations of Srimati Radhika. Understand? They are not sadhan siddha. No question of beginning gradually going up. Understand? Only it is in Raganuga, no in Ragatmika. Everything is there. They are complete. And to do the same prayer in the face of Srimati Radhika.
So when we're doing that, generally a picture comes into mind.
Very good.
But how do we avoid kalpana?
This is not kalpana. It is coming through Yogmaya and Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami. Don't treat it as any kalpana.
But I don't know exactly what Radharani looks like.
You are only remembering the pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami,
right,
that he is praying. And by doing so, and so when the time will come, it will manifest on our heart.
So it's okay to picture it in the mind.
You can have. If we see that Raghunath Das Goswami is going to give, decorate Srimati Radhika. And when he is painting her feet, she is reminding
thinking
past
of
times of Krishna and Radhika. Oh, Krishna himself does this painting and takes it on his head. And that painting goes on the head of Krishna. And thinking she becomes mad. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami. And this comes. When we read this law, and we become tadatma to Raghunath Das Goswami. Tadatma, you know? As fire goes in iron and makes it fire. So when our this thought and makes it fire. So when our this thought joins with Raghunath Das Goswami thoughts, try to forget your body, your everything, this, and try to see that I am the Dasi of Radhika. My everything becomes but one with Raghunath Das Goswami. Then you will see that it is not kalpana.
No, it's not kalpana, but I was afraid that what's in my mind.
This will not be kalpana. If Bharat Maharaj was looking after his deer, no? And seeing where he is. It was like kalpana. But next birth he became deer. Immersed in that thing. He will not be kalpana. It is coming from Swarup Shakti. All mantras, the base and the Shakti of Swarup Shakti. So don't think it material. Thinking and thinking and thinking, if you will immerse in this, then you will be like the same.
We don't know exactly.
There is some difficulty in my telling or in English. You should learn something in this. Then my views will.
Before I asked you if I should learn Hindi and you said not now.
But I see that you have no time to learn Hindi.
So
but there are some
things you cannot express in English.
I cannot because I am poor knowledge. I have poor knowledge in English.
You know English much better than us.
So I feel difficulty to give you all thoughts. अब हिंदी रहने से बस ला देता वो समझ जाएगी. उस समय में रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी में हमारा एकदम मिल करके एक भावना हो जाएगी. अब हिंदी रहने से बस ला देता वो समझ जाएगी. उस समय में रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी में हमारा एकदम मिल करके एक भावना हो जाएगी. बस टुडे यू हैव टेकन वन एंड हाफ आवर.
नो
कब आ गया पिछले साल? मम्मी कहाँ गई? कोसी में गई? कोसी में
नहीं, कोसी से बिहारी
से. बिहारी कहाँ?
बिहार.
नो नो
आफ्टर 15 डेज
You won't be here after she is going. So I have given time for her.
I'm post.
She will come after 6 months. So I have given time some.
I'm postponing my trip for about 3 days because my plane. I had trouble with the plane.
No, I have wired plane to come right time.
What? What did he say?
He said you were planning to come at the right time.
Oh. So I'll be leaving in about 3 days.
Are you?
The plane from Bombay, there was trouble getting on.
You want them to come in right time.
Yeah. So I'll be leaving around the 29th.
Huh?
Instead of today, I'll be leaving in 3 days.
Very. Very well. And you? Some query? Or after some time? No.
2.5 hours.
What?
He wants to ask questions today.
Only 15 minutes. Only 15. We'll see.
Now, 15 to 30.
You better take, because I'm going to put him in my pocket, and I'm taking him to America, so this is all you get. You won't give any more.
Okay.
Not okay.
So, in this section where he's describing that rati is self-tasting, and yet it appears as though it allows the taste of Krishna and Krishna's pastimes to be tasted. One word he uses is swayam aswada. So can you explain the difference between these two things? One is...
What is this? What is something this?
Vastav mein, rati swayam aswadan swarupa hoti hai, aur aisa hone par bhi, वहाँ बड़ जीव के लिए कृष्ण और कृष्ण लीला आस्वादन के हेतु के रूप में दिख पड़ती है.
What you have
when rati is awakened in the heart by the descent of Sarupa Shakti, then that the rati itself manifesting in the heart creates bliss or creates ananda for the jeev. By its own nature, it creates... By its own nature, it...
You are understanding something?
A little bit from what he's... Well, just to repeat what he said, that the...
Rati... can be said in two ways. Aswadya, the cause of aswadya, itself aswadya. Understand?
What does aswadya mean?
Huh?
Aswadya, I don't know.
Taste.
Or taste.
It is tasteful. Rati. And also, it is cause to test both. It has written. When it is cause that it appears in the heart of sadhak, as a sthayi bhav, and asra as a abhas, and then it becomes as the cause of testing. If there is no, anyone has no rati bhav, then bhakti rasa cannot be tested. So, if there is love, affection, and that is rati, then we can taste all these things. cons cannot test. Ordinary person cannot test it. They see Radha Krishna and Gopis, but yet they cannot test because they have no rati. And rati at first comes in the shape of thigh hog has two sections, ashraya and vishaya. Krishna is vishaya and himself sadhak ashraya of madhur rati. He has the qualifications to taste all these things. So it is the cause of testing that bhakti rasa. And the bhav means
emotion, feeling.
That Krishna and Srimati Radhika are testing themselves. This is also rati. No? Both are rati. But that rati has come advanced. No? So this rati is the cause of testing in sadhak. And it tests the rati of Radha and Krishna. So both it is aswadya and cause of aswadya, both. By practicing Raganga Bhakti in advanced stage, we can...
ঘট স্থাপন করে দিয়ে
ঘর করে স্থাপন
করবো না মন্দিরের সামনে এখানে হওয়া উচিত, ওখানেও করবো দু পাশে স্বস্তিক দিয়ে ঘট না দিয়ে হবে না পিতলে ঘরটা কি আমাদের ওই ঘট নিগুলি থাকে তো ওইটা পৌঁছে
then he experiences his relationship with Krishna.
ওখানে কালকে একটু বসিয়ে দিও, তার উপরে প্রদীপ দেব সকলে রেখে দেখে দিয়ে বেশ সুন্দর সাজিয়ে দিও.
Sthayi bhav comes, he experiences his relationship with Krishna, and
before that when adartha goes away, at the same time samanta gyan will be done. And this sambandh gradually with so thick, and at the time of rati, it will be a realized something, anubhuti.
But in rati, when the sthayi bhav comes, then that experience is that is the meaning of Swayam Aswada. And then when he is able to understand, or when he is able to experience the rivati that is exchanged between Radha and Krishna, that is the secondary.
They will not come in a full, because rati or bhava is only abhas of prem. So it will all come in abhas. Experience will be also in abhas. Not fully.
And the different elements like sattvic bhav, sanchari bhav,
they will come in dhumait way. Dhumait means with smoke.
You explained that last time. But those would be considered the as the byproducts.
Huh?
they would be considered as the byproducts, in other words, not swayam aswada, but as the cause, rati as the cause of tasting.
Well, you will have to know these things at this time. But by an advanced stage, it will be with expectation. We cannot speak or understand first. When doing this, hearing all these things, reading all these things, and remembering by and by. And then, really it will come in our heart by the grace of Krishna or any realized soul rushing.
One more?
Then we can realize all this, really. Now it will be thought that it is only
imagination.
It is not imagination. In our heart, now it is like seed. In seed, we cannot see leaves, flowers, fruits, tree, and everything. We can imagine that it will come out. But in some days it will come out, and then we'll see that really it has all like this. We should do all these things, activity, vapraka and vavarti, and we will see that everything is coming out clear. It may take so many times, much more time, one life, two life, three life.
One more. Can you explain this verse? Madhuryad, Abdi, Madhuryad. Madhuryad Vati Madhuram Manmatta Tazikim Vati Kaishavaram Chappalyad Vati Chappalam Cheto Vata Parati Antakyam Kurmaha.
Should read the explanation and try to understand.
Madhurya said,
you want to eat by my mouth, everything. I should chew, I should...
I cannot taste, so I have to try to eat through your mouth. Madhurya se bhi adhik madhur, chapalya se bhi adhik chapalam, si krishna ka man mata dharma yukt, koi anirvachaniya bhav mere chit ka haran, कर रहा है, हाय मैं क्या करूं?
ठीक, ठीक है ना?
Can you explain?
Krishna is so, but
Madhurya, Chappal,
she is so sweet. Of how sweet, you should imagine. His bro is sweet. His eyes are sweet, his seeing is sweet, his going is sweet, his telling is sweet, his bansi is sweet, his everything is sweet. And madhur and chapal, she is so chapal. Chapal means?
Flickering.
Huh?
Flickering, unsteady.
Means? Understand?
Always changing, leaving here and there.
Chanchala. He is dancing,
his this kundal
hearing
moving and they are himself moving and they are moving the heart of Srimati Radhika with them. Understand? Understand? But in the meaning?
That he's very sweet at the same time, always moving, and his earrings and whatever else moves the heart of Radharani with it.
Yes. All connection with Srimati. His eyes are restless. Krishna. Searching anything. They are saying to Radha, Srimati Radha, but searching anything. Imagine what they are searching. What searching?
Radharani.
They are seeing Radha.
Oh, seeing.
But he is searching something. So many things. So his eyes are restless. Krishna's mind is restless. Thinking so much, everything. His hands are restless. They want something. What they think? You can ask Krishna for. Krishna hands wants. What they want? To want, they want to be in the soldiers of Krishna, Srimati Radhika. And so many things. So Krishna is restless, his mind is restless, his eyes are restless, his mouth is restless, his heart is restless. Everything. What we can do.
What is the meaning of Dharma Yukt used here?
We start some bath like Tulasi Vaishnava. Rock Vaishnava feet like this. So many lives and then try to enter. It is not so easy as you want.
Can you explain how Dharma Yukta is being used here?
Tumi bhalo acha to?
Yes.
Ekhane log bhagavat sunbe.
Ekhane bhagavat toibo.
Kal theke.
Ek somoy.
Sakale.
Dharma Yukta is being used with Manmata.
Everything cannot be exposed. I am exposed because I am shameless. No? So I explain something. I should not explain. But yet, but by my explanation, very lean and thin, according to your heart, development of your heart, you can get some. Anyone who is advanced, they can take something more. And unbound, they can get more. She is testing, I think, something more. Then Krishna will arrange to be her him and he will make her heart, his heart her heart, so that she can or he can test her if there is sincere greed. All slokas, everything will be exposed in his heart by the grace of his spiritual master. Try to pray your spiritual master that I may something. Then, not only reading and hearing, you cannot understand. We cannot go a single inch in. This is practically
the mercy of Krishna, which is aprakrita. So try and also pray, then all things should come in our heart. Then, if anything more?
I have a lot of questions, but I think you want to talk.
No question yet?
But I can wait till later.
What?
Because you said only 15 minutes.
Anything more?
Five? Okay. Some people say that the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is symbolic, not actual history.
They are lying, they are bahirmukh, and they are not to tell them. I should not tell them. Don't think like so. It is like Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam also. Huh? In Srimad Bhagavatam there are something which is not needed. Galitaka phalam sukhamukhat amrita darasanjutam rasasvaram. But yet rasa has been done like so, and the main purpose has been given in
Priyad Bhagavatam.
So don't think and don't hear all these things, bogus things. Otherwise, Brihad Bhagavatamrita will not be merciful to you. If you want to manifest all these things, then pray that Brihad Bhagavatamrita is Rasaswara. And he will manifest all these things. Yes. I have realized these things. So I will not hear all these bogus things.
Rasa Swarup means the form of taste, or what?
Form of rasa.
The form of rasa.
Rasa, you know, but...
Mellow, the sweet taste, the relationship between Radha and...
When sthai bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattik and vyabhichar mix proportional to each other, on sthai bhav, then they become in the shape of a rasa. And this is a practice of rasa. That is called rasa. Krishna and Radha are both rasaswara.
In the Sri Braj Rati Chintamani, there's descriptions how the trees are made of crystals and jewels, and the vines are made of jewels, and the cow sheds are made of crystals, and the ceilings on the cow sheds are made of emeralds. So, the question is, I thought it was supposed to be, Vrindavan was a very simple place, very rural, but it seems like it's more opulent than Dwarka or Vaikuntha.
It is of Golok.
Right.
So Golok has something like you are telling. But Braj Vrindavan is of another kind.
But these are trees in Braj that he's describing.
In Golok too. In Golok too.
Take hands.
रास्ते
में
बम्बई में तो हुई थी हमारे तो बड़ी वाली की
आपसे कैसे
मेरे
दीग ही के शायद रहने वाले पहले थे
वो हम भी क्या हम दीग के रहने वाले हैं ना
मैं तो बम्बई से आई हूँ
ये बम्बई से आई हैं
उन लोगों के साथ
हाँ
You were explaining about the jewels and the flowers and in Nanda Maharaj's house. You were saying in Goloka.
The Beli Chameli flowers of Vrindavan, if you want, they can produce Chintamani and all things in Vaikuntha and Goloka. Understand? But still they want to be in the shape of Chameli Chameli flowers.
But they're made of jewels, it's described, even the flowers.
They can produce jewels, flowers and everything. But Krishna does not want, Radha does not want. In Golok, something mutual is there. In Golok, something is. Some Chintamani or anything.
You mean Golok as the outskirts of Braj?
In the midst, in the heart is Braja and all rounding, passing as a cover, that is Golok. Golok has some Aishwarya. Aishwarya, you know?
Aishwarya.
What?
Opulence.
Opulence. Opulence. And Swakiya Bhav. Swakiya Bhav, you know?
But marriage between Radha and Krishna.
Not only that, Swaki means so many things. But especially marriage. Swaki means
worshipping Radha.
Aniruddha Pradyumna are their own son and all womb.
Son of Radha and Krishna?
Krishna's son. Rukmini is wife. Son means Swakiya son. Everything mine, their wife is mine, son is mine, house is mine, everything is mine. But in Vrindavan, Krishna and Gopis quarrels. This Vrindavan is mine, see it is not easy. Gopis don't want to give their parichay. Parichay?
Parichay? Acquaintance.
Acquaintance. That we are wives of Krishna. They will not tell. Anyhow. So, there is not opulence. Opulence, but covered with Madhurjihav.
Even Nanda Maharaj's house is described as made of jewels and emeralds. And
very simple and very first class than these. In Golok, it is describing Jiva Goswami, all these things. But it is where Malli for Sarvaks. They want to see anything not here, but actually kadamb trees, kadamb flowers, veli, chameli, yui, lotus and all flowers, all kunj, everything. In Vrindavan there are so many kunjs. So beautiful, marvelous than any Chintamani or other thing.
While sitting and meditating peacefully, it's more easy to think about the things you mentioned. But running around and making plane tickets, how can we?
It will not be. It will not be. Calm and quiet. Mind very peaceful.
So what do we do when we have to run around and do different
business? You should see what to do.
Or try to avoid it.
Gradually.
Gradually try to avoid it.
Not at once. Otherwise all will be upset. So, first you should learn how to cheat.
ये तो बिच्छी चाहिए। Can you cheat them? Some days before you cannot take, but now you can. The husbands of gopis are asked, speak true, where are you going? They are going, we are simply going to collect flowers, nothing. But not true. So if you want to do Raganga Bhakti, you have to hide your heart to other, those who are not intending no greed in this. Otherwise you cannot go further.
Many devotees have the translations of our God Brother's books. It's becoming very, very popular, all these books. Here's a whole list. And so the devotees are always talking about these things anyway. So how should we relate to them when they want to talk about these things and hear about these things?
You can
read and go through books very patiently. For sadhana, for sadhana. Understand? No, understand. What you?
I mean, when other devotees want to talk about these,
without guidance, the what they will do? They will.
Right.
They cannot get a very little thing. You should go in guidance, very slowly, very.
Do you have that?
Firmly.
With the determination.
Praying Krishna is associated. Otherwise, they will be in the trap of calm. Calm is worldly, Priti and Prem is out of world.
So even if they want me to talk about these things with them, I should not.
Very sadhani.
Carefully.
Carefully. Don't disclose your nije bhajana katha na kahibe ane. Jatha tatha. Any hither here, I am telling my bhav. Don't do. Keep it very sacred. Infinite way. So that they should not know, they should not smell your bhava. No?
Whenever we see you, you awaken more desire in us. So how can we avoid complacency when we're physically far away from you for some extended period?
Think me and your spiritual master, right, that he may arrange to meet me now and then, time to time, by letters, if not possible to come, by letters, or if possible, this is come. But we have practiced. We will discuss all these things. But actually, you should not only read. You should practice by heart. All these things. Understand?
Practice by heart means praying and...
And what Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami has done.
In the Valap prayers.
Avita Vairagya. Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam. You know this slok? There will be some Vairagya. Getting up, Nidra, sleep, giving up all these things, living
also some by the parts of Vaidhi Bhakti which are not comparable. That is the pastimes of Dwarka, Rukmini Bhav, and all other things. To Ram, to all these things. Even we will hear the pastimes of Vatsalya, but actually we have test on that thing. We are going to Yashoda Bhavan, but we are not searching to mother, but we are searching there, both pair. Understand, Vaibhav?
Both pair? I'm sorry.
I'm telling clear.
आप लोग भी आ गए हैं? कब आए?
अभी आए.
आपको कैसे पता लगा?
आपने तो चिट्ठी नहीं की थी.
मैंने चिट्ठी दी थी. तो अभी कहाँ से आ रहे हैं? वहीं से. मेरठ
से.
मेरठ में रहते हैं ना?
नहीं,
हाँ, दिल्ली से. वो भी आएगी?
हाँ, वो भी आएगी. 2 तारीख को आएगी.
2 तारीख को आएगी.
2 तारीख को शाम को आएगी.
आपका सामान कहाँ है?
जी,
यहाँ पर रखा है.
Now you sir.
Okay.
I will also chant something.
You said that after I finished reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you would discuss some things.
I will not give you
another one.
Another one? You have so many?
Yeah, another one.
We have so many.
I won't put it there.
In reaching to Raganuga Bhakti, how you feel? कल जाना है?
हाँ, जरूर जाना. 7:30 सुबह.
हाँ.
फिर उसके आदमियों को पहुँचाना अचाना सब.
You said that after I finished reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you would discuss some things.
I will not give you
another one.
Another one? You have so many?
Yeah, another one.
We have so many.
I won't put it there.
In reaching to Raganuga Bhakti, how you feel? कल जाना है?
हाँ, जरूर जाना. 7:30 सुबह.
हाँ. फिर उसके आदमियों को पहुँचाना अचाना सब. आप आदमी को भाग दे दिया?
जी हाँ, 3 बजे थी.
हैं?
आज बॉम्बे से आ रहे हैं हम लोग. 3 बजे उनको गाड़ी से लेना है.
लेकर के फिर वृंदावन पहुँचाना है.
You said when I finished reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you could discuss a few things.
You have finished?
Yeah.
So soon you have finished? Abhi 10 baj raha hai.
Maa ji, aap late bole the.
Acha, to theek hai. Main sochta hai tum aakar ke, main abhi aaya hu, ek ghanta hamari pratiksha ki ho.
तो अच्छा हुआ तुम देर करके आए। मैं टेंथ ईयर में गया था, अभी तुरंत अभी एक सेकंड हुआ अभी बैठे, मैं देखा जैसे तुम आई होगी बैठी होगी।
मैं भी बोले लेट से थी। मैं जी को बनानी है, किसी चीज बनानी है।
All deities with flowers, mukut, flowers, mukut, flowers days, flowers days, flowers days, flowers days, flower days. This cloth is of flower, everything of flower, penny of flowers, everything.
What's the occasion?
Occasion, ठीक है, वहाँ पर भागवत की कथा हो रही है ना? सत्ताईस से लेकर के पाँच चार तक, हाँ देख लेंगे, नहीं तो चौथे तारीख को तो जरूर पहुँचना है, चार तारीख को तो जरूर ही पहुँचना है। और एक दिन आरंभ करा आएंगे, सत्ताईस को आरंभ करा देंगे, सवेरे पहुँच जाइए, आरंभ करा करके ना चले तो ठीक है। इसका कितना कितना फूल चाहिए सब?
It says there that after Krishna left for Mathura, he came right back and had more pastimes with the people in Raj, and then he went back to Mathura, and then it describes how then he did the Kaliya pastime again and then again. So I don't understand, it's a new concept, I never heard that before, how he went
back. Explanations and stories are of Golok, not of here. Not of here. Mm-hmm. Understand?
Yes.
So, in Golok,